The National Trust are running a night run event this Saturday at the Longshore Estate, and joining me is a sports development officer, Ruth Tweedy. Ruth, what is a night run? It sounds really exciting.
Well, we've been running night runs across the country for the National Trust over the last 3 years, and it is really what it says on the tin. So what we want to do is encourage people to come and run, walk, jog. We don't care how people get round, and explore the Longshore Estate in the dark. It's a really different atmosphere, and it's a lovely time of day to be able to come and see all the different environment that we've got up here.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I mean,
it's just up above Hathersage. Just describe the terrain if anybody's not been.
We've got some really good trails, and we've got two routes on Saturdays. We've got a shorter route, which is really great for families or people just new getting into activity for January, of 2.5K, and that's on really good firm routes, a bit on grass and a bit on gravelly trails. And then for the longer route, which is 7.5K, there's all sorts. There's trails. There's a few rocky bits. There's mud, obviously. It takes you to perhaps different parts of the estate that people might not have explored before.
And it's off road. So what are you advising people wear?
It's off road. Yes. So there's no roads. There's no traffic. There'll be no traffic difficulties on the night. We advise people to have good, strong shoes. So if people are runners, and then trail or fell shoes would be fine. But ordinary trainers will be all right. But we dress for the weather. So at the moment, today I've looked at the forecast and it looks dry. But it will be, you know, underfoot. It'll be, as it always is in the countryside in the winter, it'll be, you know, perhaps a little bit muddy, a few puddles here and there. So, and head torch, gloves, hat. People will have a fab time.
Brilliant. And how much is it?
There is, for the shorter course, it's £8, and for the long course, it's £15, and people can enter online.
Brilliant. And what sort of, do they definitely need to book in ahead, or can they turn up?
We would strongly advise that people book in advance, and there will be only because we've got a limited number of spaces, and we don't want people to be disappointed on the night if they turn up and we're full. So we've got 200 places, and we're rapidly moving towards that sort of number now on the booking system. So to avoid disappointment, we would advise people to book before they come.
And do people need specialist head torches, or can they just bring any sort of handheld?
A head torch or a handheld torch will be fine. We advise head torches, because then you've got both hands free to run and to balance and to do, you know, all those sort of things. But absolutely, a handheld torch is fine as well.
Have you done
need illumination?
I was going to say, have you done the night run yourself?
I've not done this. I've run round a couple of times in the dark at Longshore, and I used to do a lot of it when I was young and fit. But not this night run. No, I haven't.
I've done a bit of night running, not at Longshore, but it's just incredible, isn't it? How the everything changes.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, and some of the views that we've really got our fingers crossed for a clear night, because there's lots of lovely views, but there's one particular bit where you're coming down a lovely field and you can see all the way across the Hope Valley. It's absolutely magical.
Brilliant. And obviously, because there isn't the street lighting up there, is there? So
not
if it's
much,
a starry
no.
night, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, because it is very dark. But it's you've just got lots of people's head torches. And if you look before, you know, in front or behind, you just see a lot of these lights going up. And it's a very, yeah, very atmospheric evening. It's gorgeous.
Brilliant. Well, just remind us what time it starts, when and how people can book.
So people can book online if they go to... the easiest thing to put into Google is National Trust Night Run at Longshore, and that will take you to the bookings page. Registration starts at 4:30, and that's at the Moorland Discovery Centre at Longshore, which is a building near the car park. It'll all be marked out. And the longer race, so the 7.5 kilometre adventure race, starts at 5:15. And then the shorter Explorer, that's a 2.5K race, that will start at 5:25.
Wonderful. Well, best of luck with it, and
thank you
fingers
so
crossed for dried weather.
Yes, thanks so much.